Shadow that meow, a cloak of jeans. in 1895, every man aboard was talking Manx, only me.
Is that so?
Every one of them.
Yes.
As soon as they were outside of the pier here, there was nothing else but Manx.
Really? Yes.
They could talk more fluent than English.
I suppose so.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And they'd have all sorts of words for the things that happened at sea. And
yes.
The winds and the weather and
It was all Manx.
Yes.
And of course, I was only about 13 at the time. And they never used English, only when they were addressing me.
I see.
And then it was plain English sometimes too.
You'll be picking up bits of Manx too, I expect.
Oh,
huh?
Yes.
Yes. were they very superstitious, the old-time fishermen?
Some of them was too superstitious.
Really?
They were painful superstitious.
Yes,
Oh, aye, there was lots of things taboo in them boats.
What sort of things couldn't they talk about?
Well, it didn't do for you to mention a cat or a rat or anything of that sort, you know, various other things too.
Yes.
That was supposed to be very unlucky.
Very unlucky, yes.
You see, you had to be careful.
And what about things like white stones? Could you have them as well?
No, they wouldn't have a white stone on the ballast.
Did they not?
No.
No.
That was bad too.
Yes, yes. I heard once from an old fisherman something about putting salt on the first fish that was caught or something. Now, I can't quite clearly remember,
but
there's some superstition about that, too.
Yes, they used to eat the first fish, you know, give a bit to each man.
Did they?
Yes.
Was that in your time or before?
Oh,
was it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Aye. And I have seen the witches burnt out of the boats in my time, too.
Have you?
I have, that.
How did they do that?
Oh, going round with a torch.
Aye.
I remember one time we were shot out of Crookhaven on me and eight. And, Lord, I was frightened. I thought they were going to set the boat afire.
Really?
They were going around with torches, you know, and they were going up powering the boat and every corner, you know.
Thrusting it underneath?
Yes. And the nets were shot, yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it for any particular reason?
Oh, to burn the witches out.
I mean, had they been having poor fishing or anything?
No, because I knew that season. That season I'm speaking about, 1897, we were the best sport in Crookhaven.
Oh yeah?
Yes, we were.
Yes.
We had a good season that year.
Uh-huh. And what about whistling, John?
Oh, you mustn't whistle at me, it'd win.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. And was there anything that they took to protect themselves against harm of any sort?
No.
I've heard of fishermen taking sprigs of vine.
Oh,
vine. Yes.
Only one was carried that.
Yes, uh-huh.
Only one was carried that. I've got it grown in the garden there.
I remember you gave me a few pieces a couple of years back.
And I've seen fishermen go down and run them on and pinching it.
Yes, sir.
Down in the garden.
Get luck.
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, well, they were superstitious, of course.
Yes.
But, you know. They would be finishing the day, you see, after the nets were shut.
Yes.
No matter how stormy it was or how fine it was. They would always finish the day, and they were all, most of them good Methodists there was in it, they would be all always praying there.
Is that so?
Down on their knees at the lock, and I've been down there fast asleep, gone out for sleep, I wouldn't hear what they were saying.
Yes, yes, uh-huh.
But they used to sing there too, they'd be singing a couple of hymns, they'd be praying in Manx, and I didn't know what they were saying at all.
Yes, aye.
Only a few words.
Yeah.
But they would always sing a hymn in English.
Could they?
So if I would do it.
So you'd be able to join in?
Yes. And I remember that them hymns yet after over 60 years.
Still. Yes.
There was one you all are invited with Christ on back and board of the good ship, the ancient Noah's Ark, that was launched at Eden and long been at sea and comes into harbour for you and for me. And I never heard that hymn anywhere else.
No, I've never heard of that before.
And there was another one too they used to sing.
I noticed, Mr. Campbell, there are two old wooden graves in the cemetery at Keels, and I wondered if you could tell me about them.
Yes, I'll do that.
And what happened? What was lay behind those two graves?
Well, first of all, the boat had been wrecked in a snowstorm.
Yes.
And left Keels Bay that morning, making for the Isle of Man.
Yes.
And she ran into the storm.
Yes.
And they had to turn back.
Yes.
And they were making to come back into Loch Akeel.
Yes.
Instead of that, they missed and they came on the outside of Keel's Point.
Yes.
And she struck halfway up towards Kilmore.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, there's a big white stone on the rocks where she struck.
Yes.
And they were. The captain and this little boy got out of her and they came over to the east side for shelter.
I see.
And this little boy died crying for his mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they went back to the boat and they were saving stuff out of the boat. And one of the men missed his chance to jump aboard and he missed. And the boat came over the top of him and killed him. And there was nothing sticking out but his Wellington boot.
Mm.
And whether the other one was washed overboard, I don't know, but he was found in a dip of water up near Kilmore.
I see.
And it was my father and another man of the name of White that collected them and carried them up on a ladder.
I see.
To Kilmore, and I think they were coffined there and buried in Kill Cemetery.
Yes.
There were three.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them had been lifted about 6 weeks later, as the widow wanted the body back to the Isle of Man.
It was
and
yes.
About 6 weeks later it was taken away with another fishing boat.
I see, yes. Oh. Yes. What time of the year was it?
Oh, I think it was in the winter time, because it was a terrible snow blizzard.
Yes.
Yes.
Would there often be Manx boats up
yes,
here at
I
that time of
the year?
Yes,
I remember them coming in 20s and 30s, going away north to the, I think it's to the Minch,
for the herring. Yes.
And if there would be one against, I've seen 30 and 40 of them in the Loch Na Keel when I was a very small boy. They were funny boats.
Yes.
You know, the one straight mast and a bow,
yes.
And the mast in the stern was leaning away forward towards the.
Do you happen to know whether it was a Peel boat or a Douglas
well,
boat?
Well, I might safely say it was a Peel boat, because I heard them talking about it, but I'm not just too sure.
No.
No.
Now, this wouldn't be in your own lifetime.
No, it's before my time.
Before your time.
But I heard them talk, my father talking about it so often,
as
he was one of the men that carried the bodies.
Yes. Can you tell me whether the boat had been fishing when she was wrecked, Mr.
Yes,
Campbell?
Yes, she was full of herring going back to the Isle of Man.
Was she?
But I think she burst up and it was all along the shore.
Mm.
And no one would touch it because they did not like it when they were drowning among it.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. They'd feel there'd be something wrong about
yes,
it.
Yes, that's.
Yeah.
Well, I have heard of a Manx boat being wrecked in that vicinity in my young days, but of course it's so long since that today you couldn't get any confirmation of anything that I had been told then.
No.
But I was told that there was a couple of the bodies buried near Crinan somewhere on the shores of Argyll somewhere,
Yes.
But how far is it true, I'm not prepared to say.
No. Do you happen to know the name of the boat?
Well, I have heard that there was a boat, the name of Maggie Madrill, belonging to Peel, wrecked there. But whether you could connect the two, I couldn't say. I couldn't confirm that.
No, well, that's very interesting.
No.
Just, you remember telling me about a Manx boat that was wrecked years and years ago, before your time, and your father helping to bring the bodies ashore.
Yes.
You've remembered the name, I believe, of the boat.
Yes. That was her name, Maggie Madrill.
Maggie Madrill.
Yes.
And to your recollection, she was a Peel boat, is that right?
Yeah, well, I think she was.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I used to see an old fisherman even when he'd be going to fish off the rocks, live fishing. If he would meet a certain woman, although he used to keep away below with the foot altogether, you know, to get clear of the women.
Mm.
But when he would see this certain woman, he would turn back. He wouldn't say a word, he would turn away back, but he'd rod back. And not very long ago, a certain fisherman were carried here that believed in luck like that.
Luck, but it wasn't all in luck.
Uh-huh.
Or salmon. Didn't like what salmon used.
Did they not?
No.
Hmm.
But they wouldn't allow you to whistle aboard a boat.
Did they not?
No, very much, even to the present day.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Even myself, I don't like to hear
a
man. I don't understand.
I don't
know
how they close the jaw for that.
They do?
Johnny Blue, Andy Blue's father and me took all the brickwork where Panty had a big sort of blue caravel boat and beautiful oars, thick oars, you know. We were taken up and I started to whistle. And he said, stop you, you're whistling,
yeah.
I'll dump you over the side. We were loaded with brick.
Yeah.
The first thing we were out was in the skier off Angus McCannis. That was the first thing, but the tide happened to be coming, we got off. He wouldn't allow you to swim, to whistle.
Yeah.
You see, he was in the water at one time, and it was an oar that kept him up, and some other man was beside him, you know, and the oar was going down, and his head was going, his nose swimmer was going through. So he let go of the grip, and John saved himself with the oar, John Blue. It's an oar, he was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they were whistling aboard before the thing happened.
Be a certain Donald Campbell.
And he lost his sons too.
Mm-hmm.
They were killed in Spain.
Yes. Yes. That's going back a long way.
Well, he was a very nice man. He had two sons, and there was an old man over there at the village. I don't remember the man, but I remember his son. But I'm told that this old man used to nurse me. MacDonald was his name, Dermot MacDonald. He would tell you a story about Ballydonald somewhere.
That's it.
When he was a boy, he was brought up over somewhere at Hillport there.
Mm.
And the Bally sons, you know, between the pillar up at the Bally's house and the church down at Ballydonald, the level ground that is there.
Yes.
They used to be playing hockey there.
Did they?
And this Duncan Barnes used to tell my father that when the actor's sons would be running, you would fancy that it was horses that was running.
That's
the
it.
Ground was shaking under their feet.
Yes.
Well, the two of them were killed in Spain.
Were they?
A pity.
Yes. Yes.
One of them, they was putting up a battery on the site of a hill in Spain, and one of the sons carried a cannon under his shirt, and he erected the battery. And in a wee while after that, a bullet came and knocked him dead.
Yes.
His body set free.
Was that were those the sons that had a poem, a song, written to commemorate them?
Aye, that's right. I've got one of the verses.
Yes.
Sweon se vishesu se vare kotel tash komaun Vaun kua se ton vahti charos moan se nyan kiaf tachat kiaun Vaun tiri gammari hishana pera jutna utna kiaun Smedruol nishtu maaf se chuk chukan khala kiaun Sowin hiwn eich dweud yw i eich nyn eich chael yn eich tîn Chael yr tŵn a stil a eich dyn eich hwng mynd na gael eich eich hwn Se sa bwyd y bachiat eich sy'n eich mynd yn fawr gaw gwrch li Cawr na chael o symar a eich sŵch o chad y ffod chaf sy'n sŵw tî Them two verses are not in existence.
Are they not?
Nobody knew that.
Really?
No.
That's very interesting.
A freskis mai tjum hante ben heines Schacholi eivnes eika nestach A mi fochulem oulan kulem Cyfhaeth nes diwyrch sy'r yw'n gnedi Oh, in my time, though I'm old enough, but I'm not a great old man, in my time, there was witches here too.
Yes. And had you got any witches hereabouts?
Oh, no, nowadays, no.
No, I mean, round here, in
yes,
those
days. Yes, yes, where you
are, yes.
In Hines West.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry to say, some of my lady ancestors, they were witches too.
And what kind of things could they do?
They do good. And they were great, my great grand aunt here, and another lady from the village down there, that it was them that made the drowning disaster.
I see. Who composed this song?
An old poet that was in Ballyhooly here called Alexander MacDonald. I remember him too.
Do you?
Aye.
Yes.
He used to be going rock fishing, and I remember the way he was carrying the fishing rod, pushed across on his back, and his hands in his pocket.
Yes.
I fancy I see the old man coming from the college, and he had seven cats.
And
it was on the stage of the cats he was going rock fishing.
I see.
He did fish for the cats.
Yes.
And he was a good poet too.
Yes.
But of course in his old age he was a Christian man. But I remember his wife too.
See,
because while I was brought up, the house was next door to me.
Yes.
So you know boys have been a next way to
house. Yes. Had he a croft?
Yeah.
He had a
no,
croft?
No, he was a squatter.
A squatter,
yes. Yeah.